Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. People of Turkey's capital, Ankara, marked the defeat of a coup attempt last year with a march early today. Mosques across Turkey simultaneously recited a verse inviting Muslims to the streets. Abdullah Turgut was among them. He said, "Our country passed through some difficult days. We survived the coup attempt, thanks to God, but still there is some worry amongst our people." Turkey blames the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the July 15 coup attempt last year, but he denies the allegations. More than 50,000 people have been arrested, some 100,000 public employees fired for alleged links to Gulen and other extremist groups. At least 8 people were killed in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse in a soccer stadium in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. The APS news agency reporting the stampede broke out following clashes at the end of a match. Police fired tear gas at clashing supporters from both teams and panic spread across the stadium. News reports indicating 49 others were seriously injured. Chinese dissident and Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo's ashes have been scattered at sea. China's best-known human rights prisoner died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. He had spent the last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience. China has lodged complaints with the United Nations and others over criticism for the handling of Liu's death. This is VOA News.